Well, it depends how much it costs them, etc. They're in the business of making money and doing development and getting a return on it. And at the end of the day, the cost outweighs the return, then they've got to reassess it, and everything's done on an economic basis. So there is that part to it. The development itself is going to cost a fair amount of money. If the access does the same thing, then they've got to weigh up their pros and cons of that, I guess, and make a decision whether it's economic to go ahead. But that's the discussion into the future. And the requirements and the specifications from Main Road are quite onerous, and rightfully so, because they've got the responsibility of making sure that that road is safe. We're going into the second worst roundabout in regional Western Australia. Mm. And the same from the City of Albany. It's got to satisfy us that it's going to work, etc. So there's a fair way to go, I believe.
Would you have to modify the roundabout to accommodate development like that?
No, I don't think so. I think the modifications have got to be prior to the roundabout. You don't want to start mucking around with a roundabout and trying to alter it in such a way that it confuses people even more. It's bad enough as it is. So the alteration's got to be done prior to that, and the vehicles leaving the site can't interfere with the operation of the roundabout at the same time. So it's going to be an interesting exercise.
A lot of locals are against the idea of having a service station at Chester Pass roundabout. Do you still invite people to have their say on this? And, is this a goal?
Absolutely. I believe the people of Albany have got a right to say what they think. And they're the ones that live here. And we were mindful of that when we went to SAT and said, look, I don't think this is right. We don't think it's a good idea to have it on there. So they've made their determination, and they're the ones that overrule us, but it's still, the condition is on there. It's got to be to the satisfaction of the City of Albany, and that's going to be the criteria that is going to be carried forward.
So what happens next?
I would think a fair amount of designs, a fair amount of plans, and a fair amount of negotiation, and probably a reasonable amount of arguing.
Yeah, we'll watch with interest. City of Albany Mayor Dennis Wellington, thank you so much for having a chat with us.
No problem, Terry. Pleasure.